Hi, my name is Ophélie, and you're listening to the Mama Activist Podcast, a podcast where we explore topics ranging from social justice, culture, politics, and news through deep conversation with myself, activists, humanitarians, and everyday people trying to make a difference. It's a space where we are willing to learn, grow, and be challenged collectively while highlighting activists doing amazing things in the world. From hearing new perspectives to learning new things, we are pushing for a better world, fighting for our liberation and reclaiming our power. So tune in and be a part of the movement. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Mama Activist Podcast. I'm still talking to you from Freetown, Sierra Leone, well, Mombo, Sierra Leone. And today I want to talk to you about education and children being out of education and how this is impacting them and why I think that having some kind of education or following some kind of learning process is better for them. And today I have one kid from the community, Yeno, with me. Hi, Yeno.
Hi, Ophelia. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm good. How are you, Yeno?
I'm good, thank God.
And Yeno has been one of the kids that has been around me and my daughter a lot. We've had the chance to do plenty of things together, and I had the opportunity of learning from her and her family. And Yeno hasn't had the chance to go to school for how long now, Yeno?
It's 1 year now.
1 year that you stopped school. One year, yeah. So I really wanted to have her, while having this conversation, to talk with her about the importance of going to school, the importance of learning, and how, you know, learning doesn't necessarily happen in school. You can also learn outside of school. We already did an episode together with some of the children from the community where I asked them questions about education, what they thought education was important, where they told me things that they wanted to do when they grew up, and why they wanted to go in school. Unfortunately for a lot of children here in Sierra Leone, because of family being faced with extreme poverty, a lot of children are out of school and don't have the opportunity to go to school because the parents and the family are not able to afford school fees, or because they are living in rural areas and not able to access a school.
Ma?
Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself first? So you can tell us your age, where you come from, where you were born, all of this.
Well, my name is Yeno Kamara. I come from the Eastern New York City. I was born in April 15, 2009. Okay. Yes, I forgot.
So your birthday is in April?
Yes, it's April soon. 15, yes. Yeah. My mother is Aisata Dumbuyan. My father is George Kamara. Mm-hmm. My auntie is here with me. I stay with my family, my sister, brother. Mm. Yes.
You have a big family here.
Yes, my grandma is here. Only I miss my grandpa and my step-grandma. My father, mother. Yes, I miss all of them.
So how many siblings do you have? Siblings is like brothers and sister.
I have, in my mother's side, I have only one brother.
One brother?
Yes.
But you have two sisters?
Yes, two sisters, one brother.
From your mother's side? What do you mean from your mother's side?
My mother gave birth to four.
Yeah.
So I have only one brother.
Okay, and two sisters. Yeah.
Me, three.
Yeah.
So we are four. In my auntie's side, my auntie have three sons, one sister.
Okay, and you also consider them to be your brothers and your sister. Yeah. So out of all of you guys, who is going to school?
My auntie's son.
Only your auntie's son?
Yes, two of them.
Okay, two of them. And everybody else has had to stop school. Why?
I don't know. Because only for my own I know.
So what is the reason for your own?
My own, I go to school, I was age of 5 years. So I stopped school age of 11 years.
Why? Do you know the reason why? Because your parents cannot...
Don't have money. I sit MPSC, I got 257. Mm. But when I come home, my father don't have work, my mother don't have work, so I stopped going to school.
Yeah. And yes. How did that affect you? Like, how did you feel when you had to stop school?
Well, I don't feel happy.
Yeah.
I don't because when I go into school, I learn to do many things in school. If I don't know something at home, when I go into school, teacher will show me how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't feel happy when I stop going to school.
Yeah, I think that it must have been very hard for you, you know, because
yes.
It's not only about the learning, it's also about your friends.
Yes,
about
my colleagues, teacher. Yeah.
About also being able to go out
yes.
of here.
Go like when you are in school, teacher will say that you have party in school, you have to
activity.
Go out. Yes. To stand in the stage, ask question, answer. I miss everything in school.
Yeah, like for instance, 2 days ago we went to Jaboy. Jaboy is another kid from the community. And his school was organizing like a sports competition.
Yes.
So we went to a sport competition, which was very, very funny and nice. And there was a lot of people.
Yes.
There was, it was well organized. There was like different houses and all different houses were competing from each other. And I guess that, you know, not being able to go to school, those are some of the things that you are missing out on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like sports, field trip, when you want to go to the museum.
Yeah.
Yes, I miss everything. Go to the beach, outing. I miss everything.
Yeah. But also is very, I think it's very sad that, you know, you had to be pulled out of school. And I'm very happy that I'm going to be able to help you going back to school in September.
Yes,
I think that, by God's grace, yes. I think that since I have known you, I have seen how much you have been learning a lot. You know, I think that even though you are out of school, you are still learning. There are so many things that you can do. Not necessarily learning in terms of like particular... like, you know, mathematics, like English and stuff.
Yes.
But you have been learning other skills, no? What kind of skills did you learn since you have been out of school?
Well, when I come out of school, when I'm home, although I don't have teacher who teach me, I will sit and hold my book. I call one elders, brothers to come and learn me how to write mathematics because that time I was not perfect in math, but now thank God I'm perfect in math.
Yeah, you are good. Like sometimes yes. I give you mathematics. Like
I understand now math. When I'm in school, when my teacher give me math, I will just think. I solve it, but now I'm perfect in math now.
You are doing better in mathematics.
Yes.
Yeah, me in school, mathematics was one of the subjects that I didn't like. I am not good in mathematics. I was very good in history. I was very good in English. I was
science.
Science I was very bad. I was very good in art. Very good in art. Very good in like French. But mathematics, I was so bad.
Me, the only subject that I good on is quantitative.
What is this?
Quantitative. It's just like maths too.
Okay.
But it's not maths.
What's the difference between this and math then?
Not different because it's the same.
So
math have times divided minus, quantitative to have times divided minus plus.
But it's another subject?
Yes, it's another subject. I will show you.
It's called quantitative.
Yes.
So quantitative was the thing where you were good at.
I like, yes, I good in the quantitative in school.
So what was the thing that you were really bad at?
I really bad at no subjects, only math.
Mm.
Sometimes I fail math, sometimes I pass math.
So is there a lot of kids in your community that are not going to school?
Yes. Some their parents are dead. Some is with an auntie. Her auntie don't know about their children. They are sitting just like that.
So you have lots of friends here who are not going to
school. Yes.
Yeah. Who have never been to school, or who have had to stop school.
Who has not been to school? Someone stopped at little age. Someone has not been to school since her mother gave birth.
Yeah, and you can tell when people have not been to school because a lot of time they, like, especially when they are like adult, is people who don't know how to speak English, for example, because here in Sierra Leone, most of the people learn to speak English
yes.
in school, because in school you don't speak Creole, you
yes.
speak English.
So English.
Even me, I have met with a lot of adults here who are not able to read or to write, and who, like many people here, have not had the opportunities to go to school because their parents couldn't afford it.
What?
I said a lot of adults. I met with a lot of adults, so people my age, who don't know how to read, who
yes.
don't know how to write, because their parents couldn't necessarily afford to pay for their school. So they didn't have the money to pay for their
school fee. No.
Yeah, like a lot of, is very, unfortunately, a lot of parents in the community there don't know how to read and how to write.
Many. Like some people, our father have work, but when our father finish work, when month is finished to pay, they will not pay their father. So we not fortunately go to school. Some people mother don't know how to read. But me, my mother, thank God, they will learn to read small.
She knows how to read.
Yes,
what about your dad?
My dad know how to read.
You know, your dad
only my auntie.
Auntie Balu? And for a lot of families here who are not, for a lot of parents who don't know how to read and how to write, it is important for them to send their children
to school.
So their children will do better. Like, for instance, we have a neighbor here. Her name is Aisatu. So Aisatu is, she is a woman seller. So she goes into town every day. Well, now she's been sick for a couple of days. But she goes into town every day to sell, to make money for her family.
Yes.
Her husband is not working, he's not making money. She's the one who's providing for the whole family.
For all of them, yes.
Yeah, so she has two children, very young children, that she sent to school.
Yes.
And for her, it's very important to send her children. She has three children.
Yes.
I only see two.
The one is her sister, the two is her son and daughter.
Where is the other one?
The other one went to school.
Okay. But
I will show you the other one.
I only see two.
Yes, it's three there.
It's two children.
Wait, I will show you the other one.
But okay, so her two children, she really wanted to send them to school because
yes.
she didn't have the chance to go to school. Yeah, so she doesn't know how to read and she doesn't know how to write.
Right, speak English.
Yeah, yeah.
If we send our children to school, our children will teach her.
Yeah, and they will do better for
yes.
her. And this is why for her it's very important to do
yes.
this. Yeah. But I think, you know, in terms of learning, even though I think that school is important, I also think that people can learn outside of school. I think that life is like a big school. Life can teach you so much.
Yes.
You can learn so much more than you are learning in school.
School, yes.
Yeah, like for instance here, you can learn about nature. You know so much about nature here already, like which fruits to pick, when to pick the fruits, like about the season and how certain fruits would like grow in certain season. And this is also knowledge.
Yes, it's knowledge. But this season only not many fruits are growing.
No. Why?
Only mango, banana, plum,
Popeye.
And apple, purple, yes. And watermelon, yes, but orange season, let me say, almost is finished.
Yeah, because before when I came, you could have one orange
for
1,000,
yes.
Yeah. Now is one orange for 5,000, yeah. Yeah, so I guess season,
orange season is
done.
Finished.
Yeah.
If you hear mango season is come, hey,
Mangoes are coming, plenty,
yes,
plenty.
We have mango, five lock. Mm. You know five lock?
Five lion.
The one that you give us the last time, me and Mata.
Five.
The little one is in the fridge, I will show you.
Oh, it's a small money.
Yes.
Okay.
We have one mango for that money.
And this money in pound is the equivalent of almost nothing. It's not even 10p. It's like less than 10p. But here, you can still buy mangoes.
Yes.
So my next question to you is, what do you want to become when you grow older?
When I grow, I want to become a journalist and soldier.
You want to be a journalist and a soldier?
Yes.
Both at the same time?
Yes.
Why?
Because I just like journalists and soldier.
Why do you like journalists? Do you understand what journalism is? I know you are saying this because I am a journalist.
Yes, I like journalists.
But what do you think that journalism is?
Because like when the rebel war come, if you are a journalist, they will not kill you.
It's not just about this. Let me explain to you what being a journalist truly is. Being a journalist is about telling the people what is happening in the world. You know, because if it's not for the journalist, a lot of people won't know what's happening. So, for instance, you know, you are living here, but you don't know what's happening. You don't know what's happening to your country. You know, you don't know what's happening with the government. You don't know what's happening to neighbor country. You don't know what's happening in Europe. So that's the job of journalists. Journalists will go to those places. They will talk with the people. And they will tell the people what is happening, what's happening, if there is conflict, what the government is doing, if other countries are doing well, they will tell you. And my kind of journalism is a kind of journalism that focuses on black people. So me, I am here to document the life of black people and to help black people. So I go to different black communities, and I document what's happening, and I tell the world through the magazine I am working for what is happening to black people.
Okay.
What is happening to black people who are suffering, and how can we help them? So that's the kind of journalism that I do. And then next to my journalism, I am also an advocate. So an advocate is someone, an advocate is someone who is going to fight for people. Is someone who, for instance, you have someone who is suffering. So an advocate will come to this person, will ask this person what is happening. And this person will be like, yes, I am suffering because this person is taking advantage of me. This person is oppressing me. This person is being violent with me. So the advocate is going to go to all the places, tell the people about why those people are suffering, and make sure that those people are not suffering anymore. So that's also part of my job. This is why I tend to help a lot of people in the community, because that's part of my advocating, to making sure that the people who are suffering have help. Yeah, so it's not my job as a journalist. It's my job as an advocate. So me, you can say I have two jobs. I am an advocate and I am a journalist. My job as a journalist, I had to go to school to learn how to do it properly. How to learn, like, to write good, to do podcast good, to do all of this. But my job as an advocate, I didn't have to go to school to learn this. I learned through life. And this is why when we talk about education, I like to say that there are certain things that you can learn in school.
Yes.
It's true. But that there is also other things that you can learn in life, such as my advocacy. I started being an advocate because when I was living in France, you know, I tell you this a lot of time, but in France, unfortunately, there is a lot of racism. Racism is when you have, like, a place, a system that is not, that doesn't like black people. So in Europe, they don't like black people. There is a lot of black
people.
Only white
people.
They only like white people. Like, everything that was built in Europe was made for white people to be happy, but not for black people.
Black people.
Exactly. So if you go there, you will see that there is a lot of black people who are suffering. So I started my advocacy because I was me and my family and other black people in Europe, I saw them suffering. So I had to do something to help those people. So I had to learn how to support them. I had to learn how to be there for them and how to help them.
Yes.
So yeah, this is how I came here too, because I also want to be here and to learn from the people here, to learn about Africa more. And yeah, so there's lots of things that you can learn in school, but there's also lots of things that you learn outside of school. Yes.
Like when you hear, if you're the one that you are working for, your like, well, let me say your boss man, when your boss man say let you go Europe to go and work there, you will go there again.
Well, the thing is with my work, it's me who decide where I want to work.
Okay.
So it's a good thing, because I am a journalist, I have to find stories and things to write about. And so my work actually wants me to spend more time in Africa, to find stories, to meet with people. So here in Africa, I am here to meet with people who are doing good things, who are trying to do better for African people,
okay,
who are trying to, like, who have organizations, who are supporting children, who are supporting people who are suffering, or, you know, who supporting women, because the women in Sierra Leone, they are suffering a lot.
Yes.
Their husband beats them. They don't have work.
Sees advantage on them.
Exactly. Yes. So you have a lot of organizations who are working with women. So I came here to meet with those people, work with those people, and to tell the world about what the people here are doing. Because unfortunately for Africa, if you go to Europe, a lot of people talk bad about Africa. They say Africa is poor, Africa there is a lot of disease, everybody is sick, blah, 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 blah. So what I'm trying to do through my journalism is also to change what the people think of Africa in Europe, to show them that Africa is not just poor, it's not just suffering. It's true that the people are suffering, but this is something that, you know, we can help with.
Yes.
But there is so much more to Africa, because look at this. Like, look at all this nature, look at all these fruits, look at all this community, you know. Like, for example, yes, in our house, there's always people who come. They say hi, they want to come inside, they sit outside.
Something.
Exactly, they want to bring me something. And this is like having a sense of community. And these things, you don't have them in Europe. In Europe, it's true that people have more things. They have big houses. They have nice car, but a lot of them don't have friends. They don't necessarily have friends. They don't speak with their family. They don't have the same sense of like family than we have here. A lot of people don't speak with their parents. A lot of people don't speak with their children.
Yes.
No. But here is not something that you can do. Even if you have problem with your family, you will speak with your family.
Yes.
Or you will have community around you.
And go and tell them to go and apologize
for
me to my parents' family. Like this stone.
Yeah.
This stone is very big. Water is inside.
Mm-hmm.
Fish is inside there.
Which stone? Over there?
This stone that you see.
Okay.
Yes, water is there. Fish is there too. They are living there. Like big fish, something like you don't see in your life, is inside that stone. But the whites, they come, they want to break that stone. They say if they break the stone, people that this way, all of them will dead. They will spoil many things for people, because that stone is plenty water is there. When you see it here, you will think that it's small stone. When you go behind here, it's big stone. Last time the white people then come, unless people beg them and cry, say let them don't pull that stone. Look this house. Big house. If they pull it, the owner of the house, they are put the owner behind again to build another house. It's not easy.
It's not easy. And you have a lot of white people who come here.
Yes, to pull.
Yeah.
They will not come and help us just to come and pull. Like when we go down beach, white people go there when the man catch tortoise. They hold the tortoise and put the tortoise in the water again. They say it's their worship. They will not give anybody play with their worship. White people. When we are going down beach to draw chain, to fish. That time my father don't have work, so we are going down beach. When we draw chain, they will give us fish. When we come, we put the fish and sell. When we have like 10,000, 20, 25,000, we buy, if it's 3 cup rice, we buy pepper and cook it, make dry rice and eat. So all of us will sustain our life. Before my father go outside, go and trust, when time reached to pay, my father don't have money, it's disgrace for us. People will stand, abuse my father, this, that, blah, 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 talk, not. So before that all happened, we plan self that we are going there in the afternoon.
To go
and come with fish.
Okay, so that's one of the ways that you make money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mata, Elizabeth, and Auntie Balu.
Your sisters and your brothers.
Yes, yeah. To go down there.
Yeah. So going back to the subject of school now, I know that last time we already talked about why you think it's important to go back to school, but yeah, I want you to tell me again why you think it's important to go back to school or to learn in like a structure way. A structure way meaning like with other people, with a teacher, with like someone supporting you.
Like when you're going to school, if you're like, just an example, if your parents don't have much, you will not say that you are not going to school because of your mother don't give you lunch. Like me, when I'm going to school, not all the time my father give me lunch or my mother. Because that time my mother don't work, my father too don't work. Only if my father saw a friend give her 10,000, so he'll pull her 1,000 or 2 lions, give me lunch. But sometimes when my father don't give me lunch, I will not say that, no, I'm not going to school, this, that. I'm still going to school. When I go, when lunchtime is, I go down in class 4 to my uncle, because my uncle is there too. My uncle will go and buy food for me. When I'm in class, I will not say because of this one come with expensive shoes, me too, I want to wear that expensive shoes. No, when I am in school 4, it's for let me learn and focus, so that I will put my mom and dad to the sufferingness.
Yeah.
Yes, that is why school is important for me.
Yeah, that's a good answer, you know. Thank you very much for having this conversation with me.
Thank you too.
It was nice, no? I know you were shy at the beginning, but I think it's important to have this kind of conversation, especially at your age, so that you truly understand the meaning of learning, and I know how much you like learning as well. So yes, anyone that tuned in today and who listened to today's episode, I thank you. If you want to help me send Yeno to school, you can reach out on my Instagram, OphelieElk. You can also reach out to me through FMB Radio. And yeah, I'll see you in the next episode.